After having laid out three different possible understandings as to why the Chachamim would argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say that a sukkah above 20 amos tall is not valid, the Gemara now explains why each one of these three different opinions doesn't hold of one another. Kulu karaba lo amri, they all don't hold like Rabba, meaning Rav Zera and Rava don't agree to the first opinion, Rabba, who had said the reason is because lo mishla ba'ena. Hahu yedil adoros he, they say that the pasuk that he brought, the man yedu, that said that the sukkah has to be built in a fashion where one sitting in it would be readily aware of the fact that he's sitting in a sukkah. They say that's not referring to the fact that he needs to be aware of it when he sits in the sukkah, or that it has to be built in a way so that he'll be aware that he's sitting in a sukkah. But rather, it's telling us just anyhow that we have to have this knowledge for all generations that Hashem sat us in sukkahs in the Midbar. They also don't say like Rabbi Zeira. They argue on Rabbi Zeira, Rabba and Rava, that is, because they disagree with his pasuk that he brought. He brought a pasuk from Yeshayahu, which showed that Hashem protects us in the sukkos, and that referenced sail, and you're only sitting in the shade of the sukkah when it's under 20 amos tall. But they say, no, that pasuk is referring to not the sukkahs that we're supposed to build, but rather for the future time when Hashem will give us booths for protection and for us to have pleasure in. Rabbi Zeira says, no, im kein lema kruva chuppah tiel etzel yomam. Why did the pasuk use the language of sukkah? Instead, it could have used the language of chuppah, which also means to have a protection over us. Umai sukkah tiel etzel yomam. Why do you use the language of sukkah? Shmas mina tarti. So we can learn both components, both that Hashem will do this for us in the future, but also we infer from here that in order for something to be considered a sukkah, it has to provide shade. Kirava nami lo amri, and now the other two opinions don't say like Rava, Misham kushet Abaya. Because Abaya had a good question on Rava. Abaya said, if it's really true that you need Arai, how come you're allowed to build a sukkah with walls made of iron? And Rava gave an answer, but the other opinions don't really like the answer that Rava gave. And the way Rashi explained it is because, look, the pasuk is either one way or it's not. If it's makbid, if the pasuk cares that it be Arai, then the pasuk should really care that you needed Arai, not just there to teach you the shir. After having established what these three opinions are, and why they don't hold of one another, the Gemara now turns to bring a few statements in the name of Rav, which all might be able to connect with these earlier three opinions, and would produce different nafkamina, different practical ramifications, which would limit the scope of the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda, and would change the halacha if certain factors were involved. Kaman azla hada amri Yoshi amar Rav. Who of the three earlier statements is this statement in the name of Rav, brought by Rabbi Yoshi, in accordance with. Machlokas b'she'en defanos magios eschach. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham only argue when the walls don't reach all the way up to the schach. That's where the Chacham say the sukkah is possible. Aval defanos magios eschach. But if the walls reach the schach, afilu l'mal me'asher ma'am makshir, then the schach can even be above 20 amos and it will still be kosher. So who is that in accordance with? Kaman k'rabba. It's going like Rabba, to Amar Mishum, to Lo Shalta Ba'ena, who says that the reason why a sukkah is possible when it's over 20 amos tall is because your eyes don't readily see it. If it came into defanos magios eschach, mishlat shalta ba'ena. And here in this scenario, even though it's above 20 amos, since the walls reach all the way up to the schach, Rabba would hold, like Rabbi Yoshia in the name of Rav says, that since the person will follow the walls up, as Rashi explains, he'll follow the walls up and he'll see the schach almost immediately. It's the same idea, it's equally as readily apparent, mishla ba'ena, and therefore the Rabbanim would agree that such a sukkah was valid. Another statement in the name of Rav. Kaman azlahad amar Rav Huna amar Rav. Who is this statement in the name of Rav Huna in the name of Rav? In accordance with Rashi points out that it's okay that these are different opinions brought in the name of Rav because they're all different amoram who argue as to what Rav had actually said. Machlokas b'she'en ba'el arba amos al arba amos. Rav Yud and Rav Nachama only argue when the sukkah is a sukkah which is of 4x4 amos. But if it's wider and longer than 4x4 amos, al yesh ba'yosemir arba amos al arba amos apil l'mal me'asher ma'amak shira. Then, even if it's over 20 amos tall, the Chacham would agree that such a sukkah is valid. So who is that in accordance with? Kiman, Rabbi Zeira, like Rabbi Zeira, d'amar mishum tselhu. That the major reason why it's possible over 20 amos is because it doesn't have shade being provided from the schach. If it came under Rabicha, he could sell sukkah. And here, since it's wider than 4x4 amos, then even though maybe some of the shade would be coming from the walls, still, the schach would be providing some shade, and that would be sufficient. Next, third statement in the name of Rav. Kiman az lahad amar Rav Chanan bar Rabba amar Rav. Machlokas b'she'ena machzekes ela k'dei rosho v'rubo b'shulchanam. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only when it's a sukkah which is only of 7x7 tefachim, which is what we say when we mean somebody enough to hold the person's head, most of his body, and his table. But if it were wider than this 7x7 shear of a sukkah, then it would be a valid sukkah, even though the sukkah was above 20 amos. So Kiman, who is that going like? The lokachat. It's not going like any of them. And Rashi explains, it's not according to Rabbah, because in this scenario, even if you make it a little bit wider than 7x7 tefachim, you still won't have Mishla Ba'ena on the sukkah. It's not like Reb Zeira, because, as we just explained, only once it gets beyond 4x4 amos will there be shade provided from the sukkah. Therefore, when it's only beyond 7x7 tefachim, that won't help in terms of shade coming there. And it's certainly like Rava, and the same thing with the previous opinion, it's certainly not like Rava, because in fact, if anything, this would only make it more keva if you had it be a wider sukkah. So wideness, or widening it out, making it longer, is not going to help make this a valid sukkah when it's above 20 amos. Great. Having brought in these three different opinions, and the Gemara now analyzes why they don't say like one another. So Bishla de Rayoshia Pliga Adrav Huna Rav Chanan by Rava. It's understood why Reb Yoshia argued on the opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba. The first opinion, brought in the name of Rav, argues on the other two. Deinu ka yavi shira b'mishcha, v'ihu lo ka yahiv shira b'mishcha. They gave shirim based on how wide it was or how long it was, and he doesn't think that that's a relevant factor. If the svach is over 20 amos, it doesn't matter to him how wide or long it is. And he cares only about whether the walls reach the svach or not. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan by Rabba, but these latter two opinions, who gave differences in terms of how wide or long it was, what do they argue? Name of a Hechsher Sukkah Kamifligi, the Gemara suggests. Maybe they're arguing over what the minimum size of a Sukkah is. Demar Savar Hechsher Sukkah b'Arba Amos, Umar Savar Hechsher Sukkah b'Machzekes Rosh Ovarubo v'Shochano. That the first opinion holds that the minimum size of a Sukkah is 4x4 Amos, and they both say, and the other opinion holds that it's 7 Tevachim by 7 Tevachim, and they both say that as long as you make the Sukkah wider than, or longer than, the minimum size of the sukkah is possible width and length, so then it's going to be a valid sukkah. So is that what they're arguing over? So the Gemara says, "Lo, no, that's not what they're arguing over." Dekuli ama hechsher sukkah rosh v'ruah shulchanah. That everybody agrees that the minimum size of a sukkah is enough to hold his head, most of his body, and his table. We'll see later on that they're machulkas, but for now, within these opinions, they all agree that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7x7 tefachim. And here, this is what they were arguing over. That they argue over when it's 7x7 tefachim. Avol yoser me rosh v'rubo v'shochano d'vriya kol kshira. Both the Chama and Rabbi Yehuda would agree a sukkah above 20 amos is tall as long as it gets beyond that 7x7 tefachim. That's Rav Chanan. Umar savar me rosh v'rubo v'shochano ad arba amos pliki. No, that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chama argue in between the 7x7 tefachim up until 4 amos. But beyond 4 amos, avol yoser me dal amos d'vriya kol kshira. Everybody, even the Chum would agree that such a sukkah is valid. After having discussed these opinions, the Gemara is now going to go and ask a question in accordance with what we've established so far in the three different opinions we have brought to explain why the Chum say a sukkah over 20 amos is possible, as well as plugging in the opinions of Rav in the name of Rav Yoshia, Rav Huna, and Rav Chanan, respectively. The Gemara brings Braisa to ask a question. A sukkah which is above 20 amos is pasul. That's what we saw. That's the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda again argues machshir ad arbam v'chamishim amos. He permits it when it's up until 40 or 50 amos. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the following, trying to prove his point. Ma'isa b'hilani ha'malka b'lud. There was a story with Hilani, the queen in Lud. She had a sukkah above 20 amos. And the Chachamim were coming in and now they didn't say anything to her. Clearly, you see, therefore, a sukkah above 20 amos is valid. Amar Lul Chama responded back to him, that's not true, you don't see anything. Misham Raya, from there's a proof. Isha Hayesob, determine a sukkah. She's a woman and she's putter from a sukkah. Mitzvah says she's my grandma, she's not chayvin. And that's why the Chama didn't say anything to her. Rabbi Yehuda responded back to them, Amar Lahen, follow Shiva Banamayuvila. Didn't she have seven sons? And sons should be chayvin sukkah, because they're men after all. Oh, Komas Elo, Astila, Abicham. And moreover, everything she did was in accordance with the words of the Chama. The Gemara turns parenthetically to address what's going on in this price. What was Rabbi Yehuda's claim? Why did the Braisa, why did Rabbi Yehuda need to say that, and moreover, all of her actions were only done in accordance with the Chum? So the Gemara now clarifies what the Braisa meant. This is what Rabbi Yehuda responded back to the Chum. Oh, if you'll say back to me, then no, they were young children, and young children are also pater from a sukkah. A woman's pater from a sukkah, but the young children were too, and that's why the Chum didn't say anything. Came into Shivu Havu, since there were seven, Rabbi Yehuda says back, E F Shur Delo Havu Baho, Chad She'inot Tzricha Le'imo. She'inot Tzarech Le'imo. There would have at least been one of them who didn't need his mother, and that's the minimum age of when somebody's chayv to sit in a sukkah, Midirab Banan, because of the mitzvah of Chinuch. So clearly she would have at least had one son who the Chumim should have ejected about. V'yitomer Katan She'inot Tzarech Le'imo, Midirab Banan, who demachayv. No, that's only that such a katan is only chayv on a derabanan level, v'ihu b'derabanan lo mishkacha, and she didn't care about v'ihu b'derabanan lo mishkacha, and she didn't care about derabanans. Tashema v'od komasa lo astel v'licham. No, she was a from Jew. She always listened to the derabanan. So, what's the understanding? That was Rabbi Yehuda's point. Now, the Gemara turns back from this. We see from this Brice, Bishlam alamand amar b'shein tefanos magios l'schach machlokes, granted according to Rabbah and according to Rabbi Yoshia, who had explained that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham will argue when the walls don't reach the schach. Darkish Malkali, she besukkah, she ain't defined as magios the schach. Mishamavira. It makes sense. A queen would sit in a sukkah which didn't have the walls reaching all the way up to the schach, and now a nice breeze to get in there and keep them cool. Therefore, it makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are arguing in such a scenario. El Mandam Rabbi Sukkah Tana Machlokas, that they only argue in a case when there is a minimum shear of a sukkah, 4x4 amos, or 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. That's where they argue, like the opinion of Huna and the opinion of Hanan, which had aligned with the Rezeira and nobody, respectively. So if that's true, that's where the machlokas is. Is it normal for a woman, the queen to sit in a sukkah that is so small? Of course not. And therefore, how come Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chacham argue the Chacham, it must have been where it was a larger sukkah, and it must have been that the Chacham clearly permitted this. So, no, so this is only referring to a sukkah which had small compartments in it. The Gemara says, that's no better. Is it the way of a queen to sit in a sukkah which has, which is made with small, lots of small compartments? So, no, here's what we mean. It's where there were small compartments, but there was also a larger kosher compartment. Rabbanan Savri Banea B'sukkah Ma'al Yahavigas. Her sons, were the Rabbanan hold, were sitting inside of the good sukkah, the big sukkah. V'iyu Yasva B'kitonios Mishum Tzniyus. But she herself was sitting in the minimum size sukkah with the tall roof because of Tzniyus. That's where she wanted to be off on the side. Mishum Hachi Lo Amri La Davar. And that's why the Chacham didn't say anything to her. But her sons were sitting in the kosher sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Bnei Gaba Havayasvi. No, Rabbi Yehuda says that her sons were by her, and Rabbi Lachi Lomri Ladavar. And nonetheless, they still didn't say anything to her. And therefore, you see that it must be kosher to have a sukkah over 20 amos. But now we've defended the question on the opinions of Rav on the opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Hanan. Rashi points out that we may or may not have defended him. Rashi concludes that we did not defend his opinion, and we reject him. But Rav Huna we've at least defended, because we say from this story we see that nothing about whether or not she was sitting in a large sukkah or not, because she was sitting in a small sukkah for tznias, and her sons, the Rabbanan wouldn't say anything about because they were sitting in a big sukkah.